Tomorrow, the L.A. Department of Recreation and Parks says it'll begin blocking the entrance to a popular hiking spot around the Hollywood sign. They say they're taking that action due to a recent court order stemming from a legal battle that's going on between a horse ranch and some neighbors in the area. But some folks don't like that idea of the closure, and they rallied over the weekend to persuade the city to keep it open. Kevin Roderick is here with this week's LA Observed on this Monday. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Now, this is a popular hiking trail, obviously, that meanders very close to the Hollywood sign, the southwestern flank, if you will, of Griffith Park. What's going on with this court case?
Well, nothing's ever simple about the Hollywood sign. And in this case, Sunset Ranch, which is a place we can go ride horses and such that's been there for decades, has rights to a road to let people get into the ranch. And there's so many people coming to see the Hollywood sign and take selfies that there's conflict on that road between the walkers, the hikers, and the trucks serving the ranch and customers coming to Sunset Ranch. So Sunset Ranch sued to get the city to change the access rules, and that's what's going on here.
That's what's going on here. Well, neighbors over there at the base of Mount Lee, which is what it's formerly known as, Beechwood Canyon there, which leads up to Mount Lee, have dealt with traffic issues before. But the Hollywood sign was always an afterthought, it seems like, you know, for years and years and years before, because you could see it from anywhere, but it seems like the air cleared up, you could see it from farther away, and people were like, oh, there's a really nice tourist attraction there.
Well, most people know that the Hollywood sign originally said Hollywood Land, and it was a billboard for a real estate development in Beechwood Canyon. And gradually the land part fell off and then was taken off. The sign fell into disrepair, and for many decades you could barely see the Hollywood sign. And it was only a couple of decades ago that the Chamber of Commerce-type people in Hollywood decided, well, this is a good icon for Los Angeles. Let's raise the money, restore the sign. And so it's been kept in pretty good repair the last couple of decades, and it's become very popular. So the people who live in Beechwood Canyon have this sort of love-hate relationship with the sign because, you know, the tourist vans you see all over the place driving visitors around to take pictures in Hollywood, they go up Beechwood Canyon. Hikers go up Beechwood Canyon. There's just a lot of people wanting to see the Hollywood sign now, which is kind of ironic to the people who, you know, 40 years ago didn't give it a thought.
Didn't even give it a thought. One of the first times that I came to L.A. 20 years ago, I said, I want to go see the Hollywood sign up close. And I remember taking Beechwood Canyon all the way up. And then there's this big yellow diamond sign that says, no access to the Hollywood sign.
Well, they've always played that game of trying to let you have access, but make it seem like you don't have access. So what's going on starting tomorrow is the city actually is going to, once again, close the gate from the top of Beechwood Canyon that leads you on what they call the Holly Ridge Trail that lets you walk up a little ways and take really nice pictures of the Hollywood sign, and then lets you continue to walk either up to the sign or into Griffith Park. So by closing that entrance, supposedly that'll keep more people off the road that feeds Sunset Ranch, but also means if you want to see the sign, you have to go up a different canyon. You have to go up Canyon Drive and over by Bronson Avenue, which is a little bit to the east, which means if you want to hike to the sign, you have to hike a mile or two further than you would if from the top of Beechwood Canyon.
It's a bigger hike to the hike.
That's for sure.
Yeah. The group Friends of Griffith Park, who are opposed to this access closure, say that the large park is public land, that the city doesn't have a right to do this. It's L.A.'s largest historic cultural monument. Can they do anything to stop this?
Well, that's unclear. You know, there are a lot of ways into Griffith Park, as you said. This is just outside one little corner of the largest park, you know, in the city. And so there's lots of other ways to access Griffith Park, and there's even a trail leading to the Hollywood sign. It's just a little bit more inconvenient for people. So I think this will go back into court, and we'll be seeing this fought over for another decade, as it's been up until this point. And who knows where it's going to end up.
All right. Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observe. Kevin, thank you.